Good morning, Brad Rosen.
Good morning, boys. How are we?
Going very well, mate. Now, your Kings, they broke their drought against Adelaide last weekend.
Oh, what a win it was as well. I think that was 11 straight. Andrew Gaze had never beaten Joey Wright. Brad Newley hadn't won in Adelaide, and he's from Adelaide. And boy, did he make a stand. 26 points. He was unbelievable, and there was a fantastic comment afterwards where his mum hadn't been to a game for a long time. So now she showed up to the game, and Andrew Gaze says that if she doesn't show up again, you're fired. I loved it. It was fantastic.
Yeah. Mate, the big debate this week in the world of the NBL has been this swearing in timeouts and, you know, the microphones and the TV cameras going into the huddles, which is fantastic. I mean, it's not new. I mean, we were doing it 20 years ago, 25 years ago even.
I think Mal Meninga was the first.
Well, in rugby
was it
league.
In rugby league?
Yeah, that went well.
State of Origin.
That went
1994.
Well. But in saying that, in the world of basketball, it's been happening for donkey's years, but now they're going to be fined if they swear during the timeouts?
Yeah, it's been really interesting. So look, I mean, I've been in the commentary team now for 5 years and we've had access into all the timeouts and it's been unbelievable and it's great. And I know as a commentator, it's fantastic that you hear it. You can then let the fans and the viewers and listeners know what's going on. I'm all for it. Now, obviously, there has been a few choice words that have said, look, the NBL has spoken to the coaches. Of course, the coaches have a responsibility. They've just got to be careful what they do. Obviously, the other option is, do you take the cameras out? We don't want to do that. It's too good for our sport. It's one of the things that we can give. You know, it's difficult in other sports to be able to do that. And there's so many timeouts. You can hear from a coach so many times. So I don't read a lot into it. I think it's been made out bigger than what it is. Coaches will just have to be careful. We move on and let's get on with our great game.
Yeah, but sometimes the emotion takes over though, Brad, and you forget that the cameras are on you.
And that's what the thing is. Yeah. It's just emotion. I mean, to be honest, I couldn't do it. You know, like but it's one of those things that coaches just have to be careful of and what they've got to have in the back of their mind. They're professional. I do agree with you. You know, when the one that did it was Andre Lemanis, who's the Boomers coach, and all he wanted to do was fire his team up. And to be honest, I loved what he said. It was great. It's exactly what that team needed. But unfortunately, it doesn't help the viewers.
The other big topic throughout the week is, I think Shane Heal has been talking a lot about it, is the flopping that's going on.
Yeah, look, this is an interesting one, and this has been going around for years as well. So basically what it is the offensive player. So if I'm dribbling the ball down and, you know, Loz, I just sort of touch you and you throw to the ground like someone shot you from the third row, you know, and the referees give a charge, it's called a flopping. I think the referees have done a brilliant job with this over the last few years. It has creeped back into the game. I think what they'll do now is they'll start to not reward the floppers, if that's the right word, and they'll start to come harsh on them. And yeah, I got no problems with it. Let's get going.
Absolutely. Well, it's time to go to your best bet, mate. And it was the Kings who beat Adelaide last week. What happens this week?
Well, I'm going for Adelaide to beat Illawarra. Now, I'm hoping the punters got a good hit last week because I predicted, and you guys gave it to me, if I remember correctly, saying Brisbane losing both, and fair God, the Brisbane Bullets, they lost both games on the buzzer. So the poor Brisbane Bullets. So I am going for Adelaide to beat Illawarra down there on Saturday night. But my roughie, go those Bullets. I'm going for the Bullets to beat Melbourne on Sunday.
You must be up there commentating, are you?
No, I'm not, but I want to go there on holiday at one stage, Loz.
And, mate, just they continue to manage Andrew Bogut there at the Sydney Kings. He does limited training throughout the week, and that's just the way it's probably going to be for the entire season, I imagine, Brad.
Yeah, look, I mean, there'd be a lot of players, I'd say, you know, it's not right. You've got to have him training, you've got to do all these things. But when you come to Andrew Bogut, no. He is an ultimate professional, played 13 years in the league. If he's got some niggling injuries, you let him get right. Because when he comes into those games and tips off, he's phenomenal, and he's been in outstanding form. Whatever Mr. Bogut wants, Mr. Bogut gets.
Now, from the start of the season, Brad, you said if the Kings are going to have success, then their defence needs to be a lot better than what it was last year. Defensively, they're improving all the time.
They are. They're much better. They're playing so well. I've said it thing, if they can keep it to 20 to 22 points a game, which is literally under 88 points, they will win. And that's what's been happening. Their defense has been great, anchored by Andrew Bogut. But Andrew Gaze has changed things up as well. King's looking much better. They play New Zealand this week. They want to try and get that win at home, mind you. And I should mention as well, the Sydney Flames are playing before that game. Now, that brings back some huge memories where the women play before the men, and I think it's outstanding. So for those Kings supporters and the Flames supporters, get on out and watch it. But the Sydney Kings, they're playing great defence, and let's hope they get a win against New Zealand.
We won't delve into those memories, Brad, but give us one more. Go.
Well, we'll go for the Flames on Sunday, but then, of course, afterwards, you know they're going to be all right. They're going well, playing against the Breakers. Go those Kings!